For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
There's been, kind of put in the news in the last 24 hours or so, but there's a story about a man in Armstrong Creek who's been fined by the council for something that people are labelling pretty ridiculous. Essentially, in Armstrong Creek, there's lots of different parks and reserves, all those things. I live in Armstrong Creek. It's a beautiful place, lots of young families around, lots of like people that have first moved out of home because there's 7 million rentals out there, Davo.
Wonderful.
there's been a guy who has been mowing in a cricket pitch on one of the reserves for the kids for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And like a little, like kind of making a little setup so they can play some like cricket in the reserve and play some games and those kind of things.
Sounds pretty wholesome to me.
Someone took a photo of him doing that and he's ended up with like $100 and something fine from the council being like, well, don't mow council grass.
Yeah, okay.
And people are just going, well, that's pretty crap. Like, he's not doing it for any other reason than to bring some kids joy.
Yeah, I don't think he deserves a fine for that.
And
like, who's taken the photo of him? Why are they bothered?
Mate, this is the thing that has got me worried because there's a lot of comments on the Armstrong Creek Mountaineed Facebook page. Now, because I live there, I'm in there, and I've been seeing everything flying around. There's also been one thing that's a little bit... It was a weird thing to wake up to, I'll be honest.
Okay.
I've had a few messages... accusatory messages asking me why I, Davo, was the person who dobbed on this Armstrong Creek local. Because there's rumours flying around that I'm the person who sent the photo.
That is not good PR for you, mate.
Now, I was rattling my brain. I'm like, why is everyone saying that I've done this? I don't know. I couldn't even realize where the park is that he's talking about. I was like, I've never taken a photo of someone and sent it to the council. That is not something I would do. And then I heard something a little bit later on this morning, Dave. I've got the audio here. Would you like to have a listen?
Absolutely.
Received a message that says, we've lived in the area of Armstrong Creek for around 12 and a half years. And in that time, we've come to know some awesome people. The gardens are meticulously cared for by an amazing, generous neighbour. Recently, he started to mow a cricket pitch as the neighbourhood kids are frequently playing cricket on the grass area. Today, we found out that someone from the area photographed him mowing the lawn area and he was issued a fine by the Geelong City Council.
What?
Needless to say, he won't be mowing the cricket pitch this summer.
What about the turd that dobbed him in?
We have someone at the station here
who
lives in that area.
Yeah.
And his name is Tim and he does the drive show with Davo.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I have commented, I know exactly who this was. We've always had problems with him, Tim, and now people are coming in.
Have you really done
it? Oh, yeah. It's fun. Just dob your mates in for stuff like this and people go wild. So enjoy that, Tim.
He's going to be so...
Okay, so that was Tom and Loggie from the Brekkie Show this morning.
Mm.
I'm in a weird spot, Dave. I wondered if you had any advice for me because here's the issue. If I aggressively deny this, that's not a good look.
No.
Because it's like the who smelt it dealt it. And it's like, that's a huge red flag that I'm going, no, it's not me. I can't lean into that. But it wasn't me, so I'm not going to say that it was. So what do I do?
I mean, you can't deny it, as you said. You're backed into a corner there.
But I didn't supply it. This is my issue.
I don't know. Do you want to just be honest with our listeners or what?
I know you don't know me very well, but do you think... Like, surely you've seen my interest and you know that they would peak at a five-day-long sport where not a lot happens. You know that that's something I'd be into. Why would I try and stop the younger generations here in Armstrong Creek from getting involved in an incredible sport like cricket?
Yeah, or are you being petty about your local park? I mean, you know.
So I'm not getting supported in-house at the moment?
Well, okay. Do you want to, like I said, don't need to be honest about it if you don't want to.
No, it's not. I'm not lying. You've worked me up. You're working me up and it's making me seem worse.
I think you should deny it on air for everyone. Make sure, get your statement out now.
Hello, my name is Tim. I live in Armstrong Creek. I work here at the radio station on K-Rock. Recently, some rumours have been flying around that I have dibber-dobbed on a local resident of Armstrong Creek, a neighbourhood of where I live, for mowing a cricket pitch for young kids to enjoy. I'm just here to just simply squash those rumours. Mm-hmm. That is something not of my character, not of something that I would seek benefits for. It's not something that I would necessarily put in my MO. Full credit to the boys, you know, they put in the four-quarter work. I don't know how press conferences end, Davo. This is my first time doing one.
Tim and Davo.
Look, I'm almost reluctant to bring this to the table, Tim.
Okay.
But I got a text about you last night.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm infiltrating your personal time. Excellent.
Yes. A friend of mine sent me a text and said, look, I've been thinking, who does Tim look like? Who does he remind me of?
Well, I didn't realize this until a couple of days ago. I was like, oh, wow. Like, because I've just been here for a while. Like in your world, so like when people are asking like, how's your new job going, all these things, they're like, who's this new idiot you're working with?
They're perceiving you.
Yeah, and I'm being perceived. And I hadn't considered being perceived for a while because like I'm just kind of like floating through life as a generic white man. Like things are going pretty okay for me, if I'm being honest. I understand my privilege. I recognize it.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm glad that I didn't ever thought that I would be a part of your life in this way. I'm so sorry, Dave.
Well, the reason I'm reluctant to bring this to the table is because you're going to love this. Okay. You are going to really love this, Tim.
Yeah.
So, look, like my friend said, hey, I've figured out who Tim looks like.
All right.
And she goes, it's Jared Leto.
Okay. Yeah, so Jared Leto, 30 Seconds to Mars. Lead singer. He's in that new Tron movie that's out at the moment.
Yeah.
Morbius.
Also known as one of the sexiest men on earth.
I don't genuinely...
This is the photo I got sent that was told they look that you look like it.
There's no way in heck or high water that I look like Jared Leto. He's like mid-50s, I'm pretty sure. He does look great for his age.
He's gorgeous.
And like he's an attractive man. I've never heard that in my entire life that I look like Jared Leto. When I don't have a beard, I've heard that I look like K.D. Lang, the female Canadian singer. I've been called like a very discounted version of the Geelong coach, Chris Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been some names thrown around of Wish Scott, which hurts me a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
But doesn't that make you feel great? Surely. Jared Leto, the Joker, a man that leads 30 Seconds to Mars, a man that has been known as one of the most good-looking blokes in the world over the years.
It makes me feel concerned with the people you're surrounding yourself with. Like, how is their vision 100%? Because I just, like, it's so far from me that I don't even go, how good's that? Because I'm like, this person has clearly got some kind of brain injury. There's no way.
Well, look, I want to hear from our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners on 52232955. Who have you been told you look like?
I like that. And do you A, take it as a compliment, or B, do you not? Yeah. Do you not enjoy when people say you look like this certain person? Are they a celebrity? Is it someone across Geelong? I'll have a think over this song of who I think you look like.
No, please don't perceive me. Unnecessary.
I'd love to perceive you, Dave.
I've told you, Amanda Bynes 2025.
That's not a good thing. I figured out who I think you look like.
Oh, no.
I think you look like kind of, you know, the Hawk Tour girl?
Oh, yeah.
Hayley Welch or whatever her name is.
Okay.
I think it's just today because you're wearing a cool hat and you're blonde.
I'll take
so
it.
So there you go.
She was very popular.
I wonder why. All right. Christy in Geelong's given us a call. Christy, we are asking people, who have you been told you look like? And who is it for you?
Well, I've been told, people recognise me. So I'm not as someone, but everyone. People will say hello to me and I'll go, oh, hello. And they go, oh, sorry, I thought you were my hairdresser or my dentist or a doctor or something. And so the other day I was in Bunnings and this woman said hello to me. And I just sort of smiled at her and she goes, I said hello. and I go, hello. And I'm sitting walking. I'm thinking, well, she really thought she knew.
So you have one of those faces that everyone seems to recognize.
You just look like a helper.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's, if anything, that's more challenging than looking like a celebrity or something because you're like, I am not your dentist. Leave me alone, please.
Looks like everyone.
Yeah. Okay, Christy, we appreciate your call. This is Molly in Mount Dunedin. Molly, who have you been told you look like?
Hi, guys. I was on a date and the guy told me that I looked like a cute John Cena.
Now, John Cena is famously a very muscular male.
Yeah, I'm a little bit ripped. But
More than a little bit.
But I mean, as a young woman, that's not the compliment you think
probably
it is.
Not.
It's not. I mean, John Cena, of course, an attractive male.
Male, man.
But as a female, I mean, do you see it, Molly?
No, I mean, it didn't feel great to hear, like, I'll say that. I've never heard it since, but I can see it a little bit.
Okay. Well, maybe, like, there is a meme joke online. The whole thing is that you can't see John Cena because that's his catchphrase in wrestling. So maybe he was saying he doesn't see you at all.
Oh, I mean.
Is that worse, Molly?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I was trying to help, but it didn't start in a good place.
Thanks for your call, John. Much appreciated.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Outrage has been sparked around Australia when a post went viral a few days ago about a new law coming into Australia saying that you cannot eat or drink in your car.
Or drink?
Yes. No eating or drinking. So basically it came out saying a $1,500 fine would be issued to anyone found drinking or eating while driving.
I get eating. Don't get me wrong. You really shouldn't be, you know, one hand on the wheel, mm-hmm. another hand with like a burger or some chippies. I mean, as much as it actually breaks my heart to say that out loud.
Yeah.
But drinks. You're telling me legal requirement now. Say if I've got a bottle of water in my car-produced cup holder, I have to pull over to the side of the road, put it in park, and that's how I drink my water.
How you're feeling right now is how all of Australia felt. And also, just think about people like Ronald McDonald. He would be foul if you were told that you couldn't eat behind the wheel. That's his whole business model.
Don't get me wrong. Anything to improve safety on the roads, obviously, we are all about. But what do you mean?
Well, look, Tim, like I said, you're giving the energy everyone else has, but it has come out that this was fake.
Why would you do that to us? That is so unnecessary.
Yeah, everyone was very upset about it. But no, this is not a real rule. Of course, stay safe on the roads. The official rule is no distractions while driving, but they're not enforcing a $1,500 fine if you're caught sipping your water.
I was actually gearing up to just do a bit of a lay-in. I haven't done a lay-in for a while. And I didn't even know who to. Just the government in general, the national government. I was like, how can they implement it across the entire country? Mm. Speed zones change per state. This is all going on in my head.
Of course. But hot chips are fine to eat while you're driving. Do you know what I mean? Imagine getting fined $1,500 for a chippy.
Do you have in your car like a good spot where if you've got chippies that you can put it there, like whether it's in the side of your door or in your cup holder? Because my car, I just traded in an old car, didn't have a good chippy zone. Haven't, because obviously I got a new car. I'm not eating in that.
I was
going to
say, that's not going to be a chippy zone anyway.
No, so that's a January job. I haven't looked if it's got a good chippy zone, so I'm scared. Look, like, what if I've misspent my money here?
No, you can make anything work.
Thank
you. If you've got a dream.
That's the spirit.
You can make it happen.
See, honestly, sometimes I doubt myself, and then there's you out there going, eat them chips, boy, and maybe that's all I needed to hear. Well, thank God. Thank all of them, whatever they are. That's just stunning news, Davo. You're a star. If you want to see that story, send it to someone, prank them. Ha ha. Bit of a lol.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Playing a brand new game. Davo's introduced it.
On K-Rock, Tim and Davo present Addiction Prediction. She's a naughty girl with a bad
habit. Bad habit. Yes, that's right. We're playing Addiction Prediction, where we get a snippet from the TV show My Strange Addiction, but we blank out what they're addicted to, and you have to tell us what it is.
Is this show still going, or are you just going back to like 2009 and these are just addictions that people had?
I think they're archived now, and these are some classics.
All right. I have been thinking all song. I have no idea what it could be. Let's listen again. Do you remember the name of this person who has
Julius.
This addiction? Julius. Let's have a listen to what Julius is addicted to.
My name is Julius. I'm 62 years old and I'm addicted to They're beautiful. They're soft, smooth, delicate. I have a connection with them.
Julius has been addicted to for over 5 decades. Now Julius has filled his home with over 50,000 and can't sleep unless he's surrounded by them.
My favorite is the spherical ones. Why? I don't know. I guess it's like a guy that prefers blondes or brunettes, you know?
Julius is so addicted, he even has an entire room dedicated to
He loves it. He loves these things. Is it, really loves
is them. Is it creepy?
We're not yucking anyone's yum.
Okay, smart answer. Look, I've already had heaps of guesses. Let's give somebody else a go. Steph from Grovedale, you've just had a listen to that.
I have, it's unfortunately, so.
Yeah, it's something. what do you think it could be? Talk through some of the options that are coming to mind.
Okay, so I've dabbled in the show quite a bit. what he said, spherical, it unfortunately re-jogged my memory. I reckon it's balloons.
Well, Steph, I can tell you, you've hit the nail on the head.
Oh, that's balloons. Okay. Wow. I thought it was skulls.
Yeah, okay.
Skulls. Yeah, not good. Like, are they blown up balloons?
Yeah, blown up balloons. His favourite is like a clear balloon. He loves when they're clear, and he also likes to blow them up not too full to extent because he likes them to be able to be like mucked around with. Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, we play with them, you know?
Yeah.
Throw them around.
Steph, so you remember that episode in particular?
I had a friend that was really into it, so I'd watch it intermittently with her.
Oh,
and I remembered that one. Yeah, there was a car as well. And I think concrete eating. They're my big three.
Wow. Okay, well, don't eat concrete. Just a bit of a PSA for the show. Steph, thank you very much and congratulations. You've won what's it called? Addiction Prediction. I'm immediately hooked on that game, Davo.
Great.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.